checks on all gun purchases. The measure passed both in the Senate and General Assembly and will now head to Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's desk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Good afternoon. This is your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're kicking off Hot in Hunterdon today, and apparently it's summer. I'm going to do the weather in just a moment, but as is our practice, we always like to start off with a quote, and hopefully the quotes I pick are somehow tied to our guest and our topic. So today, our topic is really about change and transformation and awareness and health. So our quote of the day is this: one day or day one, you decide. So that's our quote of the day. Now, I know you all want the weather, and I want the weather too. And I could just tell you, just starting out right now, go outside. That's it. Go get our radio on your phone so you can listen to us in the next hour, because it is 70 degrees out right now and it's absolutely amazing. We are going to see some clouds roll in tonight and there is a chance for some showers, but they're really spotty and they're around 3 a.m. So I think we're okay. Tomorrow, we have another warm day with temperatures around 60 degrees for the high, which is really exciting. But you may see more rain showers, more than spotty showers. You may see occasional rain. But I think we'll have periods where it's really great. And so tomorrow would be another great outdoor activity. The rest of the week, there is no precipitation. And we're looking at highs of 55 on Wednesday, 56 on Thursday, 61 on Friday. And the weekend, a little colder. We're talking about 50 and 48. So a great weather week. We don't have to worry about any of our bulbs or plants or crops freezing, because we don't even get down below freezing until Saturday night with 30 as our low. So really great, great outdoor activity days coming right up. We have a commercial and I'm bringing my guest on.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, so we paid the bills for the first half of the hour here, and I don't have a guest in the studio, so I am not doing a live Facebook edition today, although I will be posting some things on social media. But right now on the phone and live in our studio, we have a special guest. I'm going to ask to introduce herself with her name and what we're talking about today and the website or company that we're really speaking about.
Hi, my name is Fariba Sylvander. I am a health and wellness coach and personal trainer. I have been doing this for over 15 years, and today I just wanted to discuss a little bit about the company that I work for and our products.
Fantastic. Fariba, thanks so much for joining us. It's so great. My listeners know that I sometimes beg my high school and other friends to come on the air, especially when there's something I really want to talk about. And I really wanted to talk to you today about health and change and transformation and some of the work that you do as a wellness coach. And I was trying to figure out when to ask you to come on. I think a lot of times, the beginning of the year, we lose the message that change is possible. and it's not maybe the perfect time to transform oneself or make some changes or adapt to our routine. So I think today is just perfect. We're coming off of the daylight savings time. So starting this evening, when people are getting home from work, if they work a traditional hour, they're going to have more daylight. And I was hoping that we can talk about some of the small steps people can take to make some changes if they want to make some changes. And I think there's a lot of people that just don't know how to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first part is just committing to wanting to change. So most people just don't put that into action, right? We always make our New Year's resolutions and then we fall short and then we get frustrated and we just throw in the towel and just don't continue. So the most important thing is that you literally just commit to something. It could be something super small and then take it from there. And so with our company, because we have so many different pillars of health, we break it down for you. So we have weight wellness, we have performance, we have vitality and well-being, we have CBD oils and bone broth, which is really, really big right now. We have essential oils. So we really encompass every part of wellness, and we've been doing this for over 18 years, and we cover over 19 countries. And so what we do is we literally let you transform however quick or however slow you want to with a coach, which is absolutely complimentary. And what we do is we guide you to get to the, you know, your the best version of yourself to achieve that weight loss and to live your best life.
I think that's a great message. And I want to just turn to the essential oils for just a moment, because I think a lot of people really would use them if they knew how to obtain them. I just was reading something about essential oils, and it was, you know, just like a little bit of certain oils, even in your belly button, can really change some of your, you know, really add things to your skin and vitamin E. And but that's not something you just get at the grocery store. So how do you go about finding out more about how essential oils can benefit your health?
Yeah, so the most important with essential oils, unfortunately, because so many are coming up with essential oils, all different types of companies, you need to really go with a company that obviously does third-party testing like we do, and make sure that we use the best grades. And so in our company, we make sure that quality is the most important thing and customer satisfaction is number one priority. So basically, you would come to us, meaning your mentor or coach, whether it be me or somebody else, through the company, and we would give you all of the proprietaries that are in the essential oils. We disclose everything in our products, so nothing is compromised. So everything is disclosed, and you would then see the grade that it is. And so because we still believe in our products, it's 100% money-back guarantee.
I think that's comforting for people to know that and to have a source, I think, is really
great. Yes, absolutely, because we give you all of the information that you need right up front, and then you can make the decision of whether you want to choose those essential oils or not. We also have a detoxifying line, which actually helps with intermittent fasting, which is one of the biggest trends going. But we've been doing that for over 18 years as well. Our products are patented and 100% give you the results that you want. So what we do is we also do intermittent fasting, but we do it through a detoxifying cellular cleanse versus the other ones that usually keep you in the bathroom overnight. So we do it through cellular cleansing, so you never have to feel that discomfort.
So tell me how you ended up in this field.
So as a fitness instructor for over 15 years, I was constantly meal prepping, and I found myself overwhelmed with two kids, you know, and going in and out of people's homes because I would do in-home training, and I would work at several gyms. And the meal prep was really starting to become overwhelming. And so somebody had coached me, my mentor actually, and had asked me if I would look at this. And of course, as a nutritionist, I was very reluctant because, you know, we think we know the best and we know everything. And at first I was skeptic and didn't really want to look at it. But then I realized, you know, just for time constraints, I might as well take a look at it. And then when I looked at it, I realized that there was really nothing but nutrient-dense products, and that they were satisfying, they were delicious, and so I never stopped. I've been doing it for over 5 years, and it's totally changed my life, my kids' life, because we actually even have products for children, so smoothies and greens and all the things that the kids need for phytonutrients and neutrophils. So for me, it just became a way of life and made my streamlined my life and took away all the hecticness of trying to meal prep.
And isn't that what everyone wants? More time, right? Better choices, but less decisions. I talk to a lot of people, and they want to make better choices, but they don't want to have to make a lot of decisions about it. I think that's where the routine comes in. And if you get set on a routine, I think you're saving time and you're in a pattern that provides healthy benefits, and you see the results of that, so it's easy to stick with it.
Absolutely. We streamline it. And also, you know, the beauty of it is that we have from plant-based products to whey products to everything that you could possibly think of. So it's for any palate, any lifestyle that you choose. So we customize it to your needs and wants.
Well, it can't get much better than that, right?
Absolutely. You always want to be able to, you know, make those choices.
So let's talk a little bit about coaching and access to people, because we see in a lot of different areas that when you have a mentor, if it's working with children or working with at-risk populations, that when there is some type of non-judgmental way to bounce ideas or decisions off someone to get some positive and healthy feedback, communicate that outward logic of, you know, being able to describe what the issue is and what the options are. And I think in personal coaching, you have a venue for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So not only will you get one-on-one coaching, we actually have a social platform on Facebook where there's a group where you get extra support, where you get extra recipes, and you see how creative people are and our culture as a whole. We are non-judgmental. We are all supporting one another, lifting one another up, and empowering one another, and making sure that, you know, if you are feeling that little bit of a lull, and you can then go on that site and just, you know, express how you're feeling, and everybody will lift you up. You know, because we all have good days, bad moments, good moments. And so we just really have this non-competitive, non-judgmental culture that we all live by.
And I think that you would not believe, you're in the fields and you've worked, you know, for a long time with that type of culture, but it's not really the norm. There is, you know, a shame piece to it in other places that make people not want to go back or not embrace their cultural lifestyle. Have you seen the, I think it's an Amazon movie, Brittany Runs a Marathon?
Right.
That's a perfect example of how difficult it can be when you're making changes in your life, if it's nutrition or health or physical changes, to make sure you have people around you that will support the change. It's not always easy to change, even when you know that, you know, the behavior that you have to change, you know, is creating a negative impact on your health or your mental health or your physical health, and you know what you have to do, but it's not that easy always to change. So I think that when you have someone else that can say, you know what, yeah, you had a bad day today, but that's why we have a tomorrow, or, you know, okay, we had a bad day. We don't have to have a bad night. Let's, you know, make a change here. So I think a supportive environment makes all things possible.
Absolutely. We celebrate 1 pound, 1 inch. We've celebrated 300 pounds and numerous amount of inches. We celebrate your personal growth, right? So most of our journey with our transformations are not just image, right? It's more about what's going on inside. And so once you start feeling, you know, much more positive in your own skin and your natural skin, whether you are at a size two or you're at a size 24, it really doesn't matter. But if you're looking to get happier inside, it comes from the inside out. So what we do is we literally, with what we have, we transform your inside to look just as good as your outside.
I think that's a great point. And I think that was one that was made in the movie of someone who wasn't into fitness, who decided that she was going to run a marathon. And it turned out that she ended up changing friends because she gravitated towards friends that supported her marathon goals. And I think the key to that and to the coaching and the work that you do is that people want to be able to have that avenue where they have to ask for help. So you have to have people around you that support your goals, because we all need help sometimes. And I think it's really important to be able to know you can ask for help.
Absolutely.
All right. We have to pay the bills around here, Fariba. So stay with us. We're going to keep Fariba on the phone. She's going to be on hold. And we are going to do our commercial bills to pay the bills here. And we will be right back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back in the studio, and I have on the phone with me my friend Fariba. We're talking about personal coaching and wellness, and we just kind of jumped right into it, talking about essential oils and how our mental state can be impacted by physical activity and nutrition, and how important that is. And I'm going to share some statistics and this broadcast about that, and the quote I saw somewhere that said, I think it said something like, exercise, the most underused antidepressant drug. Have you ever seen that or heard that, Fariba?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Isn't that true?
It sure is, because it's a lot easier to take the medication or to take that drink or do whatever our vices are versus trying to get out of that comfortable, uncomfortable zone that we all live in and try something as natural as working out, because working out literally changes the physiological body as well as the mental. It works hand in hand, and so once all of that's released and you've got that going, that, you know, what we call the joy juice comes right out when you're working out, and so you can naturally feel so much better without anything else. So holistically, just feeding the body what it needs.
And if we look at statistics in New Jersey, and there's been there are always studies, and there's a number of different ways to rank mental health, including the health rankings that are used. They say in New Jersey there's about 57,000 people that feel depressed, or, you know, the percentage of days where they feel they have poor mental health is high, and that's a lot of people, and there's so many stressors that go on. And unfortunately, we're seeing rising numbers for teen suicides, and you know, it's troubling, but we look around our environment and what impacts us, and if we don't take control of it, the traffic and the, you know, the everyday pressures that we all feel, we have to have an outlet. And unfortunately, often the easier outlets are the ones that are not healthy. You know, it's easy to stop after work and have a drink, and it's not so easy to remember to pack your gym clothes or your running gear and to, after a full day, to go out and pound the pavement or sit inside the gym. But those benefits are healthy and they're long lasting. Do you do a lot of indoor and outdoor training and activities?
Yeah, I do a multiple of things. Not only do I train people outside, I train marathon. I train people who just want to start running or jogging. I train children for different athletic performance programs, for, you know, soccer, tennis, hockey. So I do the gamut. But with stressors, really what people do is, right, they try to de-stress. And one of the most important things is to really control your stress, because if you don't, that's where you get all of the cortisol built up in the body. And as young teenagers, you know, you don't feel that. You just feel that adrenaline flowing, so you think it's normal to be at that high level. But staying at those high levels for too long really is damaging not only to the body but also to your mental health. So that's why having natural products that de-stress you, right, like adaptogens, which we have in our products, they also help you de-stress and are mood stabilizers. So you really want to start looking at things that will holistically improve your stress. We all have stress, right? Even really what we don't realize, just being going from day to day, doing our day-to-day activities, right, just to know that to get up, to get dressed, and doing the same thing over and over and over again, you're thinking you're in autopilot, but that's all stress that you're putting on your body, knowing that you have to get up at a certain time. And so, you know, just doing things a little bit differently and being mindful and present about what you're feeling, how you're feeling, and knowing how to change it and alter it at any moment is the deciding factor for overall health and longevity.
And I'm sure this won't surprise you, but when we look at the health rankings, women have, it's more common for women to have more mental health days that are poor than it is for men. And it's more common in female seniors. They have about almost 3 days a week compared to male seniors who have about 2 days a week. And in addition, it's probably not a surprise to you either, but it's more common in areas where people are low income. Obviously, you usually have more stressors. So they can look at the income of people and, you know, sort of analyze that data. And it turns out that people who have income of less than $25,000 a year have these poor mental health days, 3.8 days out of the week, compared to those who make $75,000 and they feel it about 1.5 days a week. And either way, it's still a lot of time people spend stressed out and concerned and really, feeling the impact of the stress that they can't control.
Yeah, and that's one of the other important factors of why I decided to join the company that I'm with, because we also have wealth creation. So we have it for our start group from 18 to 35, and then we have our regular, which literally shows, studies show that even $200 a month more of income coming into a family of four was helping actually the rates of divorce. Because what happens is that when you don't have the extra income coming in, it causes a lot of stress in a marriage. And so one of the things I wanted to do was help families stay together by creating another source of income. And so that was one of the other reasons why I was so emphatic about helping as many people as I can. Because I know under all of the changes that are happening, right, the gig economy and things shifting and stores closing and people losing jobs, that how important it would be to have residual income from another source. And that, so that's what was another platform that was, I was very, that was very weighted on for me to decide to join this company.
That's an excellent point. Now, we do have to hit the news. I know people are concerned about the virus and other things that are happening today. So we're going to take a news break. So we'll have you on mute for just about 5 minutes, but we'll be right back in the studio after the news. I know I haven't been able to listen to the news at all today, so I definitely want to hear this. So we'll be back with Fariba, and we'll be able to talk more about health. And when we come back, I realize I jumped into things. So when we come back, I'm going to ask her about how you get started and get an evaluation, how it all works, and what kind of indicators they use. Like, do they use BMI? I'm always curious about those things. So, you know, I like to jump around, but we're going to go back to the beginning when we come back right after the news. Stay with us.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Grand Princess cruise ship carrying people on board with the coronavirus has docked in Oakland. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the site was picked for many reasons, including how close the port is to Travis Air Force Base. Gina Paletta tells Fox News about the piece of paper she was handed when her and her husband boarded the cruise ship.
It explained, you know, what the coronavirus was and that, you know, we just need to make sure we washed our hands regularly, use Purell hand sanitizer.
Rough day on Wall Street as trading was halted for 15 minutes earlier today after the S&P fell by 7%. The Dow is still down around 2,000 points. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Vice President Joe Biden are out and about on the campaign trail. Biden campaigning in Michigan. Meanwhile, Sanders is in St. Louis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The FBI is arresting 27 people for illegally administering performance-enhancing drugs to racehorses across the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
U.S. District Attorney Jeff Berman announcing criminal charges against Jorge Navarro and Jason Service, two prominent thoroughbred trainers. Additionally, nine other trainers, seven veterinarians, as well as nine drug suppliers and distributors are going to be charged in the case. Berman said the defendants used many practices, including blood doping, as well as pain-blocking drugs that diminish the horse's ability to feel pain. He called these cases cruel and systematic, saying that the racehorses have paid the price for the defendant's uncontrollable greed.
Harvey Weinstein is set to be sentenced Wednesday for sex crimes. Weinstein could face up to 25 years in prison. Weinstein could also be facing charges in California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A big day for six states that are voting on Tuesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Tuesday, the next big date for Democrats. 352 delegates up for grabs in six states holding primaries, with the most in Michigan. The other states in play: Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, and Washington State.
Thank you, Robin. Former Vice President Joe Biden received the key endorsement of Democratic Senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker. That after Booker slammed him during the Democratic presidential debates.
There are people right now in prison for life because you stood up and used that tough on crime, phony rhetoric. Mr. Vice President has said that since the 1970s, every crime bill, major and minor, has had his name on it. And, sir, those are your words, not mine. We have a system right now that's broken. And if you want to compare records, and frankly, I'm shocked that you do, I am happy to do that. Mr. Vice President, there's a saying in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor.
The New Jersey senator says that the former vice president will restore honor to the Oval Office. The Democratic-controlled state legislator in Virginia is voting to mandate criminal background checks on all gun purchases. The measure passed both in the Senate and General Assembly and will now head to Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's desk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're back in the studio here at Hot and Hunterdon. I have Fareeb on the phone with me. And I always do this. I always jump around. And then I say, well, we really should have started at the beginning. So can you walk us through if we're interested in doing this or what type of assessment, what the enrollment process is?
Yeah. So basically, I am on several social platforms. And I can give my email address, which is super simple. And basically what I would do is after we have done a 15-minute complimentary consultation over the phone or however way you are comfortable, I would then assess and see which program is best suits you. I send you additional information, and then what we do is we take it from there. There is no cost to becoming a member for the product. For training, obviously, it depends on how often they would like to train, how many hours a week, if it's 30-minute sessions. So it varies. Once I do the 15-minute consult, I can get a better gauge as to which program I think works best.
And do you use, I always like to ask people that do this all the time, so do you use, like, the BMI and those kinds of things for measurements?
So what I basically do, actually, the beauty of our program is that you're sent everything. Because a lot of people, if I don't have access to you, we're doing it remotely. BMI, for me, body mass index, is kind of a sore spot because I feel like you're going by a simple chart, which isn't quite accurate because it's just a formula based on your age, your weight,
And so I really don't go by that and your gender. So what I generally do is I go by measuring and weight. So more about measuring and losing inches for me is super important because I have a lot of people who have non-scale victories, which means that the scale didn't move, but they're literally, their clothes are falling off of their bodies, right? So every human being, I treat everybody individually, and I give them what they need as needed. So I really don't go by BMI.
That's,
I get criticized for that, but I really don't.
I think that's why I always ask people, because there's, I get polar answers on that a lot.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because it's an index, right?
It is an index. So. And I see people sometimes that get caught up on the weight, but I mean,
yeah.
You, and I use this. So if this isn't true, don't tell me this. Just be my friend for a second now and I'll be on the radio. But
always.
I mean, you can go to the gym and be really healthy and, you know, gain a pound or two or, you know, whatever. And I always say that muscle weighs more than fat. So if that's not true, don't dissuade me right now.
No. So pound for pound, right? They're the same, right? It's really not that. It's just that, you know, the weight that you have in muscle is much more important than you would in fat, right? So, you know, 3,500 calories is equivalent to a pound lost, right? So you can look at someone's physique who's lost, you know, fat and gained a lot of muscle, and so they'll be the same exact weight. So it really doesn't have a bearing for me. It's more about overall health, right? Me being able to look at your heart rate, or your resting heart rate, and things of that nature are super more important. I have people who literally stayed the same weight, but their body looks completely different than when we started.
Yeah, I think
so
that really
happens.
The
weight is exactly the same.
And I am obviously a process-oriented, goal-focused person, so we always want metrics and we always want a baseline, but the things that we find that are successful and change and makes us feel the best, they're not always tied to a BMI number or a number of pounds or, you know, sometimes it's that extra mile or shaving a minute off your run time. Or,
absolutely.
You know, and I think that it's important in the program, and I know you do this, is to always celebrate those victories that maybe aren't tied to a number on a scale or, you know, the BMI that says, you know, underweight or whatever.
Right. And that's what we call those non-scale victories, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're important, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
100%.
And it's important to celebrate. And you often, you know, on your social media accounts, you always put out motivational messaging. And I think that is another thing that's really important, the positive affirmations. It's a general change in your attitude.
Yeah. So I believe, and I, you know, again, this is the personal growth of my transformation. I truly, truly believe your vibration is everything. So, you know, when you wake up in the morning, it's how you wake up. If you're waking up and you're grateful for, even if it's for three things, right, which you should be probably grateful for 1,000 things in the morning, and you go to sleep just as grateful as when you woke up, every day and every step that you take will give you that vibration that you need versus always thinking in the negative and thinking of, what if this happened? Why did this happen? And living in anxiety and angst and in fear, right? So I no longer live in the fear of, even through this whole coronavirus thing, right? So everybody's so heightened and the gym being disinfected and all these things are happening, which is great. I think we all should have those precautions. But at the end of the day, if we all just used our common sense, washed our hands, used good hygiene, and be mindful and wipe down the equipment that we've used, and really just be present in the moment, that fear will dissipate and you'll know that, you know, there's going to be different viruses and we're not going to be able to fight every virus every step of the way because they're always a step ahead of us, right? So for me, it's always living in the moment and enjoying that moment now because, you know, when I had two young kids, I really wasn't doing that, right? I was more focused on who went this way, who went that way, and I really missed out, I feel like, on a lot of things. And my kids are always like, no, you didn't. But so for me, I try to teach my parents and my, you know, my mom, my single mom, that, like, it's really the victory of just getting through that day and being so grateful and living in abundance and feeling blessed versus always feeling so stressed out. Because when we live in that stress environment, more stress will just come your way.
That's really great advice. And I wanted to mention on your social media, you always have these great quotes, but I'm going to read one that was on here. I think it was the one from the Bhagavad Gita. Let me see if I could find it real quick here. Here we go. When meditation is mastered, the mind is unwavering, like the flame of a candle in a windless place. So there's always that opportunity to be able to clear your mind, to be grateful, to find those three things or five things to live and be grateful for instead of the other stressors. As you said, even with the virus, we all just need to use common sense and take precautions and, you know, still be grateful that there are things in this day that are really positive and we can do affirmations for. I am going to pay the bills again. We have just a couple quick commercials. And then when I come back, will you tell us about the 30-day challenge?
Sure.
Okay,
absolutely.
Great. Fantastic. Stay with us. So again, I have Fariba on the phone, and we're talking about her personal coaching and some of the things that she does in her business, including some of the products and essential oil and personal coaching. So we're going to do our quick commercials. We'll be back in the studio to talk about 30-day challenge, which I always find it appealing when we have these shorter-term goals. So that's a good one. We're going to talk about that in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
And we're back in the studio here. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and today in Hot and Hunterdon, I have Fariba on the phone with me. And we were just going to talk about one of the things that she does, which is a 30-day challenge. Are you still with us, Fariba?
Hello.
Hi.
So the 30-day challenge is pretty simple. It all depends if you wanted to do workouts and eat healthy and do the weight loss. Like I said, I have a few pillars. There's weight loss, there's performance, there's vitality and energy. So I speak to the person, give them their 15-minute consultation, and then I set you up for a 30, 60, 90-day, whatever's required. But the first 30 days is basically with me helping you with your nutrition, getting you to change some of your formidable habits into some better habits and get you started on that challenge. And we actually started on March 6th, but we do run them every week. So you can then start at a later date depending on when you start. As soon as your box of products arrive, I walk you through the box. I consult you on that as well. And I stay with you and I mentor you throughout the entire process. To make sure that you're hitting your goals, whatever those goals are.
I think now would be a great time if you wanted to give out your website or your email address.
Yeah, so I'm on Facebook as Fariba Zamani Sylvander. So I know it's a hand, that's a mouthful as far as my name goes. But the last name is S as in Sam, Y L, V as in Victor, A N D E R. And my first name is F as in Frank, A-R-I, B as in Bobby, A. So you can definitely find me on Facebook. I'm also same name on Instagram. You could always DM me there if you need to. And then it's my first and last name at Gmail. You could always email me, and I'd be more than happy to give you all of that information.
Fantastic. And if you want to share any of that to me in text or email or Facebook form, and I'll share it to our Hot and 100 page in case no one has a pen there. So we're just about wrapping up our hour here. Is there any other information you want to give our listeners today?
Yeah, I think it's super, super important to know that, you know, you just have to take that initial first step towards better health. And to know that if there's a product out there or a mentor out there that's willing to help you and is guaranteeing you your money back, you have nothing to lose other than just getting started. And if I'm giving you a 15-minute consult, you literally have nothing to lose. So there's zero obligation just to talk and just to see which customized program works best for you and your lifestyle and your budget. So I would definitely, if I had this even more than 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I would have been I would have been so up to actually starting this program earlier. Again, I didn't have a weight loss story, but it definitely did transform me financially, emotionally, and 100% physically as well. But more than anything, it changed my mindset and it's given me longevity at 51.
Well, congratulations on your success and finding something that suits you and your lifestyle and that you can share with others.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that's
if I can help one person, that's a gift.
And that's an empowerment, right? You enjoy empowering other people. So thank you so much for joining us today and spending a lot of time with us on Hot and 100. And we really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. All right. We will do a quick commercial and then I'll be back to wrap up our hour. Thanks again, Fariba.
No problem. Thanks. Bye.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in healthcare, your full circle of care.
Okay, and we're wrapping up, just a few minutes left in our hour, not too much time at all, but I did want to plug out the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Clinton. That's on March 15th, and that is at 3 o'clock. So that parade will be on Sunday. It is just complete insanity to me that on Sunday, for this weekend, we're going to be halfway through this month just about. Time is just flying by, and I think the warm weather is making it seem that we are like in a different season than we really are. Which it's great. It's, just a time management thing. So this Sunday, and I remember being in the St. Patrick's Day Parade or attending the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and it's absolutely positively freezing. So I'm glad that I can think about it and being 50 degrees. So that's fun. And I think they have a run there as well. So you could check out the Friendly, I think it's the friendly, I want to say it's the friendly, yes, the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. And again, that's Sunday, March 15th. It's from 3 to 4 o'clock. It's at Main Street, Clinton, and it celebrates Irish heritage, followed by an after party. And it's organized by the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick in Hunterdon. And as you know, they do a lot of different scholarship programs. We've posted information from them before. So that's a fun event that's coming on. And I'd also like to let everyone know that the Hunterdon County Balloon Festival has a sponsor, which is the New Jersey Lottery. And today they announced Styx as one of the musical concerts there. So that's what we have going on in Hunterdon County. We have beautiful weather. We have daffodils blooming. And lucky enough to have a friend who agreed to be with me at Hunterdon. So the email address for Fariba, if you want to give her a shout out, it's Fariba, F-A-R-I-B-A, dot Sylvander, S-Y-L-V-A-N-D-E-R, at gmail.com. Or you can always message me, and I can make sure that you have her contact information. You can find her on Facebook and other social media at Fariba Sylvander. So, oh, it's actually Fariba Zamani Sylvander on Facebook. So, or just message me, and I'll make sure that you have access to contact her and all the information that you need. So we are just about out of time now for today. I hope everyone has a really, really great day of summer here in March, on March 9th. And if you are thinking about change in your life, or perhaps it's one of those situations where change was thrust upon you and you had no choice in the matter, but situation changed or circumstances changed or someone is no longer in your life and you're dealing with a lot of grief or anxiety, or you just want to change, no occurrence or event happens and you don't know how to make the first step, just take the first step. We talked about it last week, right? The first step is just as important as every other step, but sometimes people need a little encouragement for that first step. So thanks for listening to me today, and thanks for coming back next week. I do have a guest scheduled for next week, I believe. Oh, actually, I didn't schedule a guest for next week because I was supposed to be in DC at a conference. However, that conference is canceled due to the virus. So I will have to play next week. I don't know what I'll be doing, but when I come back on the 23rd, we have a special guest who will be talking about their career in law enforcement. So for sure, I'll be back on the 23rd. In the meantime, everyone have a great day.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cruise ship carrying almost two dozen people with a confirmed case of the coronavirus has docked in Oakland. Passenger Gina Paletta tells Fox News she's glad to be docked in Oakland.
We were thrilled when we sailed underneath the Golden Gate Bridge and then the Bay Bridge, and then as we've been pulling into Oakland, everyone was out on their balconies cheering.
Fears over the coronavirus outbreak and plunging oil prices are sending shockwaves through Wall Street. The Dow lost 2,013 points to close at 23,851. Regarding just how low we can go, Bob Iacino is a CME trader. He tells Fox News,
I think we're very near the bottom here, and my reasoning behind that is this is not going to be completely untouched and left alone by the Trump administration.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A key endorsement as voters in six states head to the polls on Tuesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Five states are holding Democratic primaries tomorrow, and one state, North Dakota, is holding a Democratic caucus. That is New Jersey Senator and former presidential hopeful Cory Booker says he's endorsing Joe Biden for several reasons.
It's a time for us to beat Donald Trump, and it became very clear to me that Joe Biden is the right person to do that.
He made the announcement on CBS's This Morning.
Senator Booker and Senator Kamala Harris are both campaigning with Biden in Michigan. Three provisions in the FISA Act are set to expire this week unless Congress can agree on a last-minute deal to extend them, at least temporarily. President Trump, Democrats, and Republicans are all unhappy with the counterintelligence and foreign surveillance law, known as FISA, but all for different reasons. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Coronavirus concerns on Capitol Hill after a Republican senator puts himself in self-quarantine. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution, and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, and to give everyone peace of mind, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction.
And finally, it was an emotional moment Saturday night in Las Vegas as legendary pop star Neil Diamond stepped out of retirement to perform some of his greatest hits. Diamond's surprise performance at the Keep Memory Alive Power of Love Gala at the MGM was his first since 2017 after he announced he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.